And good afternoon. Tuesday, December the 4th, 2018. First Tuesday in December. 3 weeks away from Christmas Day. 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. And here is what you'll want to do this hour. And I mean this with absolute sincerity. You will want to take the knob off your radio. Shut your listening device down for the next hour. Because we have got my all-time favorite guest. He makes me laugh genuinely. We have not had him on since Halloween, and I have missed him dearly because every time he's on, it's a good time for me, and it's a good time for you, the listening audience, because I hear from you how well you enjoy our conversations. Now, before I introduce who we have on, but I'm sure you've already guessed, I want to tell you what's going on. Right here in Ohio, if you haven't heard, it's made national news. There is a radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, that has banned the song Baby It's Cold Outside. Now, here's the connection. I don't know if you knew this. Baby It's Cold Outside was released in 1944, but it won an Academy Award. The song is actually an Academy Award winning song. Now, who were the original performers of this duet? Esther Williams, and the male was Ricardo Montalban. You have it right, Ricardo Montalban, who, of course, you probably remember best from Fantasy Island with Hervé Villechaize, who we have talked about many times on this program. So what a tie-in for this guest. Ohio radio station, Ricardo Montalban, Baby It's Cold Outside. Before we go to our guest, we're going to go to our guest first, then we'll do this. He's my favorite. What more can you say? An American treasure. Shecky Green. Shecky, how are you?
Hello, my dear friend. I'm in a very English mood today.
Did you drink some tea?
Could I tell you, I was listening to you, Scott, and baby, it's cold outside. They allow these comedians to get on television and use the language that they use. You hear what I tell you? And I'm talking to all of Ohio. That they allow the language that's being used in comedy, and they ban a song like Baby It's Cold Outside. It's what you think about, I mean, what you interpret the lyric to be. I can't believe that.
And poor Ricardo.
Why don't they ban the Star Spangled Banner? Because the guns and the bombs were going off.
Well, you do make a point. There seem to be a lot worse songs, a lot more awful lyrics than this one.
Well, just the things in general today. I mean, are you kidding? The certain words when we were in grammar school were not to use for suggestive. They thought were suggestive words. I don't even wouldn't know what they are. I used to have a list of them, but and today, I mean, the things that are allowed and they allow it, and I can't get over they ban that song.
They banned that.
First of all, she was a good friend of mine, that wonderful lady that swam, and Ricardo Montalban.
And the song won an Academy Award.
Esther Williams, yes, it won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I forget who wrote it again. I don't think it was Sammy Kahn.
No, hold on. I think I might have that answer here. It was written by, Frank Wasser.
Frank who?
Wasser. 1944.
I don't remember.
He wrote it for him and his wife to sing at parties.
Yeah. Well, is that something? I thought it was a wonderful song.
Well, what I'm going to do for the audience.
Well, why don't we just change the lyrics? Baby, now it's hot outside. Don't go out, it's hot outside. Don't step in that spot, it's hot. Don't go out.
Well,
what could you do? The song is true. They got rid of it, you see. I sang that song many times, and it never bothered me. Okay.
Now, I thought, because it's not banned on this radio station, so let's play a little bit of it here, and people can take their own judgment on if this is an awful song. So here it is, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Thank you.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
Well, there we go, Shecky. What do you think?
Now, I got to ask, was that Bing Crosby?
It might have been. Let me see who the singer of that particular... I think it was. No, that was Johnny Mercer and Margaret Whiting.
No, not Johnny Mercer wrote the song.
Didn't
Mercer write the song?
No, that was Frank Loesser.
Well, I don't know. Why would Johnny Mercer be in there?
I don't know. He and Margaret Whiting got together and did it. Dean Martin and Doris Day did it. Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban. It's been redone a few
times. Yeah, well, I remember Crosby singing that too, but I just thought, it's ridiculous. Can I tell you something? We're living in a world, nothing shocks me anymore.
What?
I look in the mirror and I'm shocked every time I see that face. It's not even me anymore. It's my father.
Oh.
Could you believe I look in the mirror and I start talking to my father?
So you look...
Hey! I got everybody talking behind me.
It's the how are the holidays going, Shecky?
Well, my holiday is Hanukkah.
Oh, that started yesterday.
Well, Hanukkah
didn't it?
Started yesterday.
Yeah, what did you do for the big start of Hanukkah?
I turned over.
Well,
my wife is Catholic and I'm a Jewish, and it's we share both holidays.
Do you have a Christmas tree up?
Do I have a Christmas tree up? No, I'm not telling you why I don't have a Christmas tree. I watched television the other day. They told me there are little bugs on the new trees. Then there have been bugs for years. They never told us. Now they don't bring a tree into the house.
Well, you could go down to the market and get an artificial one.
Well, I got a couple of artificial ones packed up in a garage already. That's from past Christmases.
Now, do you have a menorah up for Hanukkah?
Could I tell you on Christmas for me, there is no tree, although I sing all the songs of Christmas.
Do you have the Hanukkah?
I look on the ground, and there's nothing I found. There's no snow, because I'm living in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
What can I do? I'm asking you. Merry Christmas to all my dear. May I say with a bell in my hand, I wish you Christmas cheer. How about that?
That was good. You don't need the traditional. You don't need Baby It's Cold Outside. You come up with your own.
No, I make up my own songs.
Now, you know it's interesting, that famous song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, that's about a guy living in Florida and missing being in the Midwest where it's cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
About the snow on the ground.
They.
I'll be home for Christmas, you can count on that. Please have snow and mistletoe and Christmas all around. I'll be home for Christmas. Yes.
Here's another interesting...
Hey, I just want to say, I sing to like Tony Bennett when I do Christmas songs.
I want to point out another interesting point, that the song Baby It's Cold Outside was written in 1944. Now, also written in 1944 by Mel Torme was the Christmas song.
Mel, you know, nobody ever gives Bob Wells credit, but Bob Wells wrote that with my friend
Mel Torme.
Mel Torme.
Now, Mel Torme was primarily known for scat.
No, he did great scat. He and Ella Fitzgerald were probably two of the greatest scatters.
No,
but he had a group at first, the Meltones. You didn't know that because you're too young.
No, I don't remember them. But tell our audience.
Well, it was a group called the Meltones. Out of high school, they did that. And then they recorded, and they did that. That's when Mel really came out. But Mel was in movies when he was a little kid. He did a picture with Mickey Rooney. If you need any of this stuff, just call me.
Well, here's the interesting thing for me. Most people probably have no idea what we're talking about when we say he was popular in scat. Now, tell people what scat was.
It goes, the scat is like, and then they shoot you. I think was taken from Africa, that stuff. Most of the black singers, they all did scat. Great scat. But Mel, let me tell you about Mel. This is a wonderful story. Mel Torme worked with me about four times. Mel Torme was all show business. He played the drums. He was sensational. He wrote music. He did Judy Garland's album. He wrote all the music for her. But he was he worked with me, and he was probably one of the most perfect performers I've ever worked with on stage. Matter of fact, he was too perfect. Sometimes you got to make a little mistake, you know?
I think you're right.
But when he would sing, you know, he sang, they call him the Fog. Because he sang, I was a booba, and then I was a kitamanini, my booba, hi, ho! It sounded like the voice was going to leave him. But he was so perfect that when I'd watch him work, I'd say, he's too perfect. You got to make a mistake on the stage, you know.
I think you're right. You have to make a mistake at some point.
Yeah, I made a mistake staying in the business too long. I should have been a plumber.
I don't think that's true. But Mel Tor...
I was a plumber when I was in high school.
Oh, were you good? Were you a good plumber?
No, but because I worked for a guy that had me sign in as a master plumber and then send me to a movie.
Is that right?
I swear to God, the guy had me sign in, then I'd go to a movie, or then he would use me to cut pipe. And he'd say, okay, today I want to tell you something. Today we need, I want 2 feet, 3 feet pipe. So it took me the whole day to figure out 2 feet, 3 feet pipe. Did he want 3 feet? Did he want 2 feet?
Well, back to Mel Torme for a second. That song, the Christmas song, apparently he wrote it very quickly, like an hour.
Well, Bob Wells, as I said before, Bob Wells and he wrote it. You know, it was not only Mel. But Bob Wells had some other big hits, too. But nobody ever mentions Bob Wells. But see, what is it? How does it start of the Christmas song?
Chestnuts. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Chestnuts. Oh, that was, what's his name? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. That was Nat King Cole.
That's true. He took it and made
it. Believe
it
or not, he had the big hit.
Yes, he did. He made that. Do you like any of the Hanukkah Christmas songs? The Hanukkah songs.
I don't remember any of the Hanukkahs. I've been married to three Catholics. Well, what could I remember Hanukkah songs?
What about the dreidel song?
You know, when they say to me, you know, you're Jewish, how come you married three Catholics? And I point to myself and I say, I wouldn't do this to a Jewish girl.
Isn't that popular one about dreidel? Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel?
Oh, there's a song called Dreidel, yeah.
Yeah, I think...
I want to know, when we were kids, my brother and I, we didn't play that kind of stuff. We had a dreidel, but we never played that.
What were Hanukkahs like as a kid?
Hanukkahs basically like Christmas was. Whatever they did in Christmas, they did for Hanukkah. You know, except you wore a little black hat. You wore a little yarmulke.
You know, it's interesting.
For Hanukkah, you wore a yarmulke.
A Hanukkah, a yarmulke.
I wore a yarmulke on Hanukkah. I want to tell you, I'm a Jewish boy. But Christmas comes pretty soon. But it's not for us, it's for the goy. A goy means Gentile.
I thought...
What could I say on a different day? Hanukkah's just for me. I'm going crazy right now. You know that, don't
That's
you?
Good. Crazy's good. There seems to be a lot of activity at your house right now. Is there a lot going on there?
Absolutely none, except I got three maids working on the house.
Are you getting...
They come every Tuesday.
Are you getting ready for a big celebration?
No, not at all. But wait a minute. My wife wants to talk. What? She wants me to go in the other room.
So they can clean.
Oh, see, they've got to clean.
Could you help me up? Okay. I'm in good shape. Okay. You could talk to me now. I'm on my way to the other room.
You're on your way to the other room. Now, this will be your 92nd Hanukkah.
This will be my what?
92nd Hanukkah.
My 92nd, yes.
Yes, that's a lot of Hanukkah.
A lot of Hanukkah, huh? I remember Hanukkah when we were kids. You asked me what we did. My grandmother used to make a thing called tedlach, which the Italians basically got the same thing. It's called something different. But it's like made with honey and little balls of cookies. They made all different things on Hanukkah.
Now, did
what is the Italian thing for with tedlach? The little things you build up.
Oh,
you made it.
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
My wife has got Shane Ferguson. That means she forgot. There's a wonderful story about that. The little Jewish newspaper guy was selling things. His name was Shane Ferguson. You know, and the guy says, can I ask you something? You're Jewish. He says, yeah. How come your name is Shane Ferguson? He says, because when I came over from the old country to Ellis Island, they asked me my name, and I said, Shane Ferguson. Well, Shane Ferguson means I forgot in Jewish. So they said, he says, I'm Shane Ferguson. The guy says, okay, you're Shane Ferguson. Oh, God.
You know,
I hope you have a Jewish audience.
No, this is good. Because the other night, Shecky, I was watching one of these television channels where they show the old TV shows, and they were saying, okay, on Sunday nights, we're going to run Christmas shows, and they said, we've got the Ed Sullivan Christmas show on this coming Sunday. So, was Ed Sullivan a Christmas type of guy?
Oh, well, yeah, he was Catholic, and he was raised that way. Yeah. But, I mean, that must have been a very important holiday to him, because he was very Catholic.
Now, were you ever invited on the Christmas show?
You know something? I'm trying to figure out, was I? No, I don't think so. No.
I bet he was maybe kinder.
He had me on when he was canceled. He liked me on the canceled programs. Shecky, you're not going to be on this Sunday, and you're not going to be on next Sunday. Why is that, Ed? Because we're canceled. Right here in my shoe, and singing a Christmas song with a yarmulke on his head, Shecky Green. Checky. Oh, there's Christmas all around. I could feel it in my town. There's a chill, but it's wonderful, my friend. As I put on my coat, I begin to gloat. It's a wonderful season, I know. Okay.
Now,
those are hits. You can write them down.
Those are good. Now, when you would come off the stage after performing, do you think Ed would have been a little happier at Christmas time?
Checky, I want to tell you something. I made a mistake putting you on my show. You're a Jewish kid, and next year I'm going to have you on Hanukkah. You're going to be on Hanukkah.
Well, wasn't it quite a coincidence, though, that Ricardo Montalban, of all people, did Baby It's Cold Outside for all the talk of Hervé Villechaize here?
I can't believe it. I know that he sang, though. But I want to tell you something. They say when they talk like this and they sing their song, I want to tell you something. Baby, it's cold outside. I got to go. No, he say, baby, it's cold outside. I can't figure that.
Do you think our dear?
I want to tell you something, Gary Cato. You don't sing that song right. It's booby booba boobala. It's cold outside.
Oh God! I was just about to ask you. Do you think with the resurgence in our friend Hervé because of his big movie, My Dinner with Hervé, that maybe there's a hidden Hervé Villechaize Christmas CD?
No, but that was, well, you know something, because the little people all sound alike, basically. They have higher pitch voices, so you couldn't tell other than the accent. You couldn't tell one from the other, you know?
But he was from France.
I told you I was an honorary member of Little People, which was really an honor. From Billy Barty put me in that with the people from Wizard of Oz.
What, you know,
but when I met those people, they were magnificent, but they all had high-pitched voices. I want to tell you, Shaky, everything's going to be all right, okay? Let's sing. Baby, it's cold outside. I want to go away. I mean, you've got 20 people singing alike.
Well, but we have learned through our history with Hervé Villechaize that he was from France.
Yeah, I always thought that he was from South America.
He was French.
I want to tell you something. Hervé Villechaize, c'est les raisons qui parlent. Mine, car c'est les raisons que je dois en français. Gourard, Gomelraz, pour tout Melraz, argent.
You know, Hervé and Ricardo, somebody on that set should have really said, hey, listen, Ricardo, you've got an Academy Award for doing Baby It's Cold Outside, and Hervé, you know, we have elves at Christmas time. We could really capitalize.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. What would they capitalize?
Well, because they could have done a CD, because Ricardo was a good singer, and he had this Academy Award-winning hit, Baby It's Cold Outside, and they could have dressed Hervé up like Santa's elf and done their thing.
Oh, he wouldn't have done that. Oh, no. You didn't know Hervé. I know enough about Hervé. You couldn't dress him up like an elf.
Well, let's just start here.
Hervé thought he was 6 feet 12.
Okay, let's start at this point. If they would have went to Ricardo with, listen, Ricardo, we know you're an Academy Award winner. We want you to record Baby It's Cold Outside with Hervé. What would Ricardo have said?
I want to tell you something. I like this little man. But we would get two notes, and he wouldn't do it anymore. He would tell us, I want to tell you this, he would not, Hervé would not sing that song.
Okay. So then they'd go to Hervé, and they'd say, okay, we'll get him to do it.
Not unless he started it off with shooting his gun.
So they'd go over to Hervé.
Here's a little guy, 3 feet, not even 3 feet, 2 feet something, and he carried a gun that was 6 feet.
So the producers would go and say, Hervé, we're going to dress you up like Santa's elf, and you're going to sing Baby It's Cold Outside with Ricardo.
You still want him to be an elf. Well, he wouldn't be an elf.
Well, what do you think he would say to that suggestion?
Oh, are you kidding? He would have left the studio.
Do you think he would have responded?
I want to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you in French. I'm not going to tell you in Spanish, because I'm from France. I want to tell you, je peux et tachas.
Oh, Lord. You don't think he could have been won over?
No. I mean, you talk about a strong-willed individual. Are you kidding?
Now,
he had a personality very much like Trump.
Well, he could have ran for president.
I just lost Ohio.
No, Hervé could have run for president.
Yeah, about 3 feet he could have run.
You know what?
Let me tell you, we just lost, and may I put my head down. This was one of the great human beings I met him one time, Bush, and is one of the great human beings of all time.
What was it like to meet
Bush? It's a shame he didn't win that second presidential election.
What was Bush like?
When he said, read my lips, that killed him.
When you met Bush, what was it like? What kind of guy was he?
I just met him very fleetingly, but I mean, just being in his presence, you know, this was a nice human being. And I think a lot of people thought that the kid was a lot like him. The kid, you know, was nice, Bush, but he wasn't. Nobody was the father. The father and the mother were special people. They really were Mr. and Mrs. America.
They seemed like they could take a joke.
I like that, Mr. and Mrs. America.
Mr. and Mrs. America, George and Barbara.
Yes.
Now, it's going to be interesting at the funeral tomorrow because he did want Trump there.
No, he didn't really want Trump there. They made the decision. They talked about it for a while. I don't think Deuce found out that he wanted him.
That he said, because he's the current president, I want all the presidents there.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I think that's interesting because you're going to have Barack Obama and Michelle and Bill and Hillary who don't get along with him very well. I think this is the first time.
Well, who does get along with him very well?
Well, this will be the first time they've all been in the same room in a while. Hopefully it'll be nice.
I want to see a fight.
You want to see at the funeral?
I want Pabst Blue Ribbon to come on 15 rounds.
Oh, you know, Pabst Blue
Ribbon. No, standing in the corner over there is the Donald Trump. It's the right, it's the left, it's the left, and it's the right. He just fired the right, and now he fired the left.
Which president did you meet that you like the most?
I met Truman. I met Truman in Kansas City before he was president. I was working a place called Eddie's. And it was at the Muehlbach Hotel. My God, have I really got a memory? 93.
Muehlbach Hotel.
The Muehlbach Hotel.
And Truman came down, and he was a likable guy.
Well, they had the meetings there. You know, that was the, forget what they call the group again, my God. There goes my memory. But anyway, I mean, he was not president at that time.
Well, it's interesting because I think he was regarded badly in his time, but now he's regarded okay.
Well, I mean, that thing with Toohey. Everybody thought Toohey was going to win it. The Chicago Tribune already printed a paper that said, Toohey wins, you know?
Yeah, he did.
And then it came out that Truman won it.
Now, did you ever campaign for anybody?
Yeah, I think somebody in high school was running for something. I think in the civics class. There was somebody running for something.
You know, politics seems to be the new entertainment of the day.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's Hollywood's.
But it's amazing. This particular presidential situation started to get the young people back into it. You know what? Young people are now voting where they didn't before. I mean, college kids and people like that. And it is becoming a young thing now that we're getting very interested, the younger people, in our politics and our situation.
You know, in the spirit of Christmas, there was another thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you heard about this story, Shecky, that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer aired this past weekend on CBS. And a lot of people were angry because they say Santa is a bully to Rudolph.
He was a bully?
Yeah.
Those are the same people that voted against Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I know. Where do these people
the same group.
Where do they come from?
Those people?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask Trump. They voted for him.
I don't know why people are so uptight all of a sudden. They've been playing these songs for about 100 years.
And you know what's funny? I'm very close with Gene Autry's wife, Jackie Autry. And we talk about that song all the time. She sent me a tape of Gene singing that song. I mean, who could find anything wrong with, except I had an uncle that looked like Rudolph. He had a red nose he used to carry a bag, and in the brown bag was whiskey. We never knew it, you know? And he used to drink from that brown bag, and then the nose would get red. But on Christmas, we bought him 2 bottles of that brew, so it would get redder.
Were you ever...
Rudolph the Red, no, I won't. I want when you hear a man sing like that. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a very happy. I want to tell you, that don't sound Christmassy.
Were you ever a part of any Christmas movies or TV specials or anything?
Yes, I did. I played Santa Claus on the Perry Como Show.
Oh, well, how was that?
How did it go?
Yeah, well, what kind of Santa Claus was this? What was the skit?
Nothing. I just became Santa Claus. And I, listen, on that show was Carol, whatever, Mary the Victim Owned. Oh, my God, I gave her money, too. Anyway, she was on with Perry, and I was... The three of us sang Silver Bells. Now, I sang Silver Bells with them, and evidently they must have thought it was no good or too good, because they cut me out.
Gotcha.
Silver Bells, Silver Bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Silver Bells, and I sang that song with him, and maybe it sounded too much like him. Silver Bells, you know.
So they cut you from the whole thing.
Cut me. When I saw the program, I couldn't believe how they cut me out, because they re-recorded it after we did it.
Now, Perry just said, we want to dress you up like Santa Claus?
Perry didn't say that. The producers. Yeah.
So now, see, Ed Sullivan, because this would have been about that time, he could have caught on to this and dressed you as Santa Claus, had you come on and sing Silver Bells.
No, not me. He had, let me tell you, he had so many people. He had the real Santa Claus book, you know.
Oh, did he?
But he didn't like his act.
he got upset at
Santa. Oh, there we go. You're going to have to call me on the other phone. This is going.
So I'll call you back on the same number. We'll hang out here for a second. But
okay, go ahead.
But Ed would, he even had fights with the real Santa Claus.
He probably would. You know, he says, you want to know something? Your red suit is dirty. You didn't notice that. I want to tell you that you got spots all over that red suit. What have you been eating? And Santa Claus would say, chili.
I still think Hervé might have done the elf thing.
You got a love with Hervé.
I do.
Can I tell you, I am going to get a 6-foot poster and send it to you of Hervé.
No,
Why you in love with this man? I don't know.
No, I love your portrayal of this man because he just, I never met him, but he seems like a real firecracker.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out from my friends about and get the little background on him. Okay.
Yes. I've never heard anybody do an Hervé Villechaize that sounded as accurate as you do. You do him so perfectly.
Well, I don't know whether I do. There must be a lot of people that do him. All my little people from my group could do him. But he was special. I mean, on that show, that became universal. The plane, boys. I mean, everybody, no matter what or where you went, anybody would put it on punchline. The plane, boys.
You know, I hate to bring this up this time of year, Shecky, because I know you had some outings with some psychiatrist, but Christmas time is a depressive time for a lot of people. I still believe there are more suicides at Christmas time than any other time of year.
If they went to my psychiatrist, yes. That's the only cure. That my psychiatrist, at the end of 15 meetings, you hear what I tell you?
I do.
Would hand me a gun.
Oh, gee whiz.
The guy says, I can cure you in one bullet.
I feel bad about this.
I believe in psychiatry, and I believe in a lot of these, but a lot of them are just, the three I went to was a joke.
Well, I feel bad about the guy who tried to sell you the treadmill.
So he sold me a treadmill for $500 that didn't work. His name was O'Rourke, and he talked with an Irish accent. And he originally came from the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
Now, was he recommended highly? Was he thought of highly?
No, yeah. Well, I keep on getting the buzzer. But, no, I found him someplace. Whether I found him in a book, I think my ex-wife found him in an insane asylum.
Is that what?
She got one of the patients out and told me he was a psychiatrist.
Well, I'm going to play the rest of Baby, It's Cold Outside, and I'm going to call you back on the number.
Yes, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Here we go. More of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome is big.
Lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
but it's cold outside. I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
And we've got Shecky Green back.
This eve.
You traded
could
phones.
Could I ask you, who was that singing?
That was the same people. That was Johnny Mercer and Margaret Whiting.
Oh.
They were quite a pair.
I can't figure out. Now listen to me. You told me that other guy wrote the same. I can't figure out Johnny Mercer singing somebody else's song.
Well, yeah, it was a Frank Lawser who wrote the song, and then Ricardo and Esther.
No. Oh, not Frank Lawser. It's Frank Lesser. Frank Lesser.
Frank Lesser.
You got Lawser. It's Lesser. Frank Lesser was a big, big writer and wrote with Johnny Mercer.
Oh, well, but Johnny Mercer did not win the award for that song. Ricardo Montalban did.
I can't imagine Ricardo Montalban running for a song.
Yeah, he liked that Baby It's Him and Esther Williams.
Yeah.
Now, you knew Esther Williams, too.
I'm trying to figure out when she was married to the other, what the hell was his name? Oh, the other Spanish guy.
Esther Williams?
What was his name?
Mr. Williams.
Huh? Esther Williams, which was, oh my God, we used to go out to dinner with him all the time. Am I going crazy? He was a wonderful man. Cute sense of humor.
I'm trying to find the version with Ricardo here, so we can hear a little bit of Ricardo doing this song. Okay, here we go. This might be Ricardo and Esther. Let's try this.
Yes?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I fall.
The neighbors might
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars right now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Oh, it's cold outside.
There you go.
Could I tell you something?
What's that?
I don't know how he won the Academy Award. My God, they better take it back. Are you sure that was Esther Williams?
Esther Williams, yes. The movie is Neptune's Daughter.
You want to know something? I've known her. I knew her so well, and I don't ever remember her singing, unless she was singing in the water. But it's cold, cold outside.
Well, here,
Baby, it's cold. Down. Okay.
Are you going to go out to the garage today and get one of the artificial trees and put them up?
No. Because my dog would think it's a regular tree, and I have to be cleaning that up all day long.
Do you have any special Christmas decorations?
Yeah, we do. We have things around, because my daughters come for Christmas, and they're both were raised Catholic. So they don't know I'm a Jewish guy. I haven't told them yet. So,
Do you still have that Santa suit from the Perry Como show?
Oh, no, but I got a big Santa that I put up in the living room.
Do you want anything in particular for Hanukkah or Christmas this year?
You know what I want? I want those poor people. No, you listen to me, and I got tears in my eyes. I want those poor people that Trump keeps yelling about. I want them to be settled. I want that whole situation to be figured out and be settled with these people that are coming from these Central American places like that. And I want what's happening right now with the goodness and the love that they got for Mr. Bush. And I want that to happen. I want the world to change, and I want the world to, but it'll never come around. We'll never see it. I mean, Khashoggi, I knew Khashoggi's brother. This Khashoggi was killed?
Yeah.
Okay. His brother, Adnan, and I were very close friends.
Mm.
That's his brother. That Adnan used to be the would buy bombs and different things for Saudi Arabia. He was what do you call it? The arms seller. And I was very close to him. And that situation, I would like our president to tell the truth about that and really get. I just want the world to change to be nice for one week. nothing happening for 1 week.
Well, you know, I think...
I want love in this world. Love.
Well, and I think laughter brings that. And I think, you know, in a weird way, this story about this song being banned in Cleveland at a radio station and Santa Claus being a bully with Rudolph, I think those are a way to get away from the political stories because they are kind of silly little stories. But it gets us to talk about something else, something fun, something enjoyable. And the absurdity of it all makes us laugh, I think.
Yeah, I you know what? We keep on. We've been fighting from the beginning of time for everything, but there are not too many. Every time you think of something to make you laugh, there's 14 things that make you cry. But Cleveland even lost your best basketball player. How did that happen?
I know. He heard they were going to be altering the songs, and he said, "I got to get out of this town."
I want to tell you, baby, it's cold outside. I'm going to California.
Maybe
there's no snow in California.
Maybe that's why they've banned it. They're trying to get players to come there, and they don't want them to know it's cold there during the winter months.
We're in Cleveland?
Yeah, it's cold up there. They're on the lake.
Oh, I imagine it is.
It's cold in Ohio, period, but especially in Cleveland because it's on the lake.
Well, I worked Cleveland one time, and nobody showed up, and they told me because it was cold outside, but it was my act.
No, you should have wore the Santa suit. It would have went over great. So, did people...
Jackie Green's a Santa Claus. On Christmas Eve, he is the boss. He's got those little reindeer flying all around. Oh, look at the one in front, you see? He's got a red nose. He's leading, okay.
Now, Shecky, when you were on the Perry Como Hour there, now being Jewish, did they give any thought to dressing you up like Santa Claus?
No. Are you kidding? More Jews have been Santa Claus? No.
Now, Ed Sullivan was...
But I'm going to tell you something. He was a wonderful man.
He.
I used to tell Perry Como, give Frank Sinatra Perry Como lessons.
A nice man, and he was known
at
Christmas.
And I work with Bing Crosby, and I'm going to tell you something. He sang that probably the greatest Irving Berlin song, you know, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. But you couldn't understand the lyric with Bing, because Bob, what's his name? what do we say about what's his name? The other... Look at this.
Ricardo.
Mel Torme. And Bing Crosby go, ba 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 ba. Nobody had to learn the lyric.
You know, it's interesting. Everybody's got a Christmas special now. Everybody just does a Christmas show, and they do the same thing. We have Santa Claus and trees, and, you know, I don't know. It's strange a little bit.
No, they've had Christmas shows. Oh, no, from the beginning of television. That's one of the first things that they all used to put together in groups, was the Christmas shows. Not so much, well, maybe now, but they all had them.
Well,
the Andy Williams and with the Osmonds
Were you ever on Milton Berle? I know he did a lot of Christmas shows.
Never.
Never on Milton Berle?
Never.
That's a shame.
Well, Milton was out of New York. I never went to New York at that time.
Wasn't Ed Sullivan in New York?
Ed Sullivan was in New York, yeah, but that's not the reason why I did the Sullivan show. Sullivan signed me for 10 shots. Burrow wouldn't sign me for 10 shots.
Where did Ed Sullivan originally see you at?
He originally saw me in Vegas. And the first time... When I did his show, he says, what was something he didn't like? Well, he didn't like anything I did. But it was right here, you should see him, chicky-chicky in Vegas. In other words, he was telling the audience, I'm not good here, but you should see him in Vegas. Oh, God. When you think about the characters and you think about the people that have made it, and I mean not that they don't deserve to make it, I'm sorry, Roseanne, but it's when you think about those people and everything else, it's just, it's funny. Yeah. Like David Letterman never had me on. Now, there's a place in California, Los Angeles, called the Comedy Store. I'm the one that got the Comedy Store for Mitzi Shore, who owned it. I got it. All these guys worked there, and David Letterman, all of them, he never used me on the show. Not that I really care, because he was a Don Rickles fan, you know?
Right.
But I would like to know, because I don't like David Letterman, I would like to know, him and I get face to face, and I'd say, why? You tell me why. Well, you know, there's got to be a reason.
Maybe it's because he did his show in New York.
No, that's not true. I was in New York many times that I worked. But that's not true.
He must have had bad taste. That was it.
Bad who?
He had bad taste.
Bad taste?
Yeah, have to. Not to have you on.
Well, I don't think it was that. I think it was something personal that he had within himself. It had to be. I'm sure somebody must have said Shecky Green and said no, you know. But I had his, Paul Schaefer came to see me work at Westbury in Long Island, and I got him up to play for me. And he thought it was wonderful. And I said, now go back and tell that, and I can't say it on television.
Well, Shecky, it's always good to visit with you, because I do think you're right. I think we need more laughter and good news, and when you are on, it's always laughter and good news, and I always enjoy it immensely.
Scott, may I say, let the whole world laugh one day and get all the misery away. Let us cheer for each other. All of us be sisters and brother. Merry Christmas to you.
And happy Hanukkah.
Gesundheit, dear. Okay.
Thanks, Shecky.
All right.
Bye-bye. Shecky Green. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
626050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
This is Scott Sound on the beautiful Sumerian from the WWGH News.